Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. So you did just nothing?
Well,
you're an observer?
It was two things. Number one, it was being handled. And number two, what I did do was sit back and take pride in the humanity that I was witnessing with my own eyes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So instead of taking part in the humanity,
there was no need.
I took pride in watching it.
See, don't try and spin this on me. There was nothing for me to do. I would have just been another person in the way.
I see. All right, we'll tell you the story next.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good about people. You Long Island guys, some of you were all right.
Tell you the story next of what happened on Sunrise yesterday.
And then there's me.
102.3 WBAB. 3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 623. Very humid today. Partly sunny, 88 degrees.
So let me defend myself before you make me out to be a bad person.
Well, tell people the story we're talking about where you kind of watched.
I'm not a bad person. I'm driving down Sunrise Highway yesterday. I guess it was about a little after 3 o'clock. I had just left here.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're going east.
I'm heading east. And then all of a sudden, I see a little bit of smoke, nothing crazy. And then traffic backing up real quick. So I was able, where I was able to go across a couple of lanes of traffic mm-hmm. and get off onto the service road
right.
before. It was like just before the merge,
mm-hmm.
you know, before the Oakdale merge. So I guess I was near. I guess I was like in just,
Carlton,
I think I was east of one, I think it was east of 111 and east of Carlton.
Yeah.
I think I was. And so anyway, I shot across and now I'm on the service road.
Hmm.
But as I'm moving forward, that's starting to slow down fast too because everybody's watching to see where the smoke was coming from.
Right.
Turns out there was an accident
mm-hmm.
and one of the cars was on fire. So it slowed down on the service road so much that I looked over and I see people out of their cars, and I saw three guys carrying one guy out of the burning car.
Wow.
Right?
That's impressive.
Yeah. Mm. But then you also see people holding up their cameras and videotaping
really?
And everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's what you're thinking about?
Right.
We live in crazy times.
Why should I try to help?
Right.
Or keep driving?
Right.
I'll stop and take video.
And then I'm saying, so you're trying to make it out like I didn't do anything? There was really nothing.
There was no way for you to do
there
it?
There was nothing. I would have had to hop over the wall.
Oh.
And
park on that side.
Which is, if we're honest, I ran the 5K the day before. My legs weren't having it. I wasn't going to make it over that wall. You should have.
To mention the three guys were already the heroes who pulled the guy out of the burning car.
Right.
So
you would have been hysterical laughing if you were in my house yesterday.
Yeah.
Watching me try to walk downstairs.
Yes, that's the worst, isn't it? Downstairs is the worst.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yesterday.
So you going over walls is not happening and pulling a guy out of a burning vehicle.
It was not going to happen. So I'm sitting there, and I was really impressed like that these guys, they got right out of their cars.
Clearly, it just happened, right? No fire departments there or anything?
More people who are still up on Sunrise. Like I said, I was on the service road.
Yeah.
Were kind of stopping and getting out of their cars to see what else was going on.
Yeah.
Because in that car that I saw them dragging people out of, there was a child seat in the back.
Ooh.
But I don't know if there was any any kids.
Got it. So maybe just
I don't think so, because I think they would have left the guy in the car and got the kid out of the car seat before.
I wonder how it caught on fire. Like, did he get hit and rear-ended
something? Yeah, there was an accident, and it looks like cars spun out or whatever it was. But it was cool to see people kind of jumping into action, which I guess
that's
is just going to happen no matter what. But, you
go
know,
humans.
You don't. Huh?
Go humans. That's
go
nice.
Human. Go human. Except for you jerk-offs that are pulling
with
out
cameras.
Your cameras
no
to videotape
it.
Everything. What is wrong with you? What do you want to have the best video on Facebook? That's what matters, you sick
just
bastard.
Just in case somebody burns?
Right.
Ugh.
You know? I don't know, man. I just don't get it. And I know Brett will always say, like, it's people's first instinct now.
Right.
It'll just never be my instinct.
It's not going back.
You know,
it's never going back.
We're disappointed these days when we don't see video.
I know.
You're just looking at a circus bear attack video.
Yeah, that was,
that's a good point.
If you read the story saying circus bear attacks the trainer, and you go, where's the video? Right. Somebody was sitting there filming it.
I am thankful for...
he makes a good point.
I am thankful for the circus bear. I don't want to see people getting pulled out of burning car. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand...
But a bear mauling a circus trainer, that's okay.
I don't understand the thought process of pulling my car over, getting out so I can videotape it, and not helping.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only way
you should pull over is to help. Otherwise, you should keep moving because then you're just backing things up.
In defense of the person of me wanting to see the the bear attack thing, it was part of a circus. So people are already taping it.
But what if they weren't? What if the attack started and then they started filming?
But they are, because, see, the video...
Why didn't that person put the camera down and help the trainer?
Because there were already people swinging sticks at the bear.
But that guy's filming it. Why didn't he get out? He's pretty close.
Because there's a bear. You're comparing apples and oranges, and you're trying to torment me, and I'm not going to let it happen.
It's a car fire. Maybe somebody doesn't want to be a part of that. Who knows if the car's going to explode?
Yeah, but
there are some people who are heroes, and there are some people who are bystanders.
Already filming Sunrise Highway. These people were at a circus already filming the bear act. It's different.
Maybe someone's already filming Sunrise Highway. You don't know.
Stop it.
Son of a bitch.
It was a nice day yesterday.
Stop it.
He's clearly too smart for this show.
Yeah. It was a nice day yesterday, so they got out on the service road of Sunrise Highway to film the 7-Eleven that was across nine lanes of traffic.
Well, I mean,
that's what they were doing, and coincidentally, a car fire happened in front of them.
So by the Oakdale Merge, a nice lake right over there.
It's 628.
What lake? That's on the other side. That's way further down.
Yeah. Ted Lindner has the roads.
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic into the Hamptons this morning, Sunrise Highway east of exit 6.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.